guest today is Dennis Wise, also known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the very popular Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. The websites are thegreateststorynevertold.tv and communismbythebackdoor.tv. You're talking about Reagan. So many things happened under Ronald Reagan. He was, after all, an actor, very popular. And it was under his administration that the FDA was changed. They changed the fairness doctrine. And pretty soon you had media companies buying up each other. Now you have five media companies that own all the media. So think you're getting a different story by changing the channel. That's just not the case. We do have some callers lining up. Why don't we take... Jason in Boston. Jason?
Hi, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Good. Doing fine.
Good, great. And I just started listening, but I wanted to call in because, as I say to every show I call into now, I followed Dr. Bill Deagle over to RBN, and in one form or another, Republic Broadcasting Network is streaming into... whether I'm doing laundry or doing dishes or driving to work, whatever it is, you guys are always on, and it's my audience, and your audience is my audience. So thank you very much for what you guys do. So let me get to my point.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Ronald Reagan, this is hard to say because I am a Trump supporter 1,000%. Excuse me.
Okay.
I am a Trump supporter 1,000%, but we need to keep him within the rail of his populist movement. A lot of his ideas are great. However, I really think he either, one, completely understands the fact that the United States of America and largely the world has been taken over by this communist infiltration since at best the 60s and at worst the 40s. Or two, he doesn't know, and when he gets in the White House, he's going to be in for a total, total shock. And I'll stay on the air if you guys want to comment on that, or I could hang up and you guys could give your opinion.
Well, do you want my opinion?
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll never be sure about Trump, I don't believe, unless he gets in and then he puts his words into actions. The problem is the alternative is far worse than what Trump, in my eyes, will be. So there's no real argument there. You know, you have to vote Trump because he's the only alternative. Whether or not he is what he is, we will then have to find out. But if Hillary Clinton gets in, boy, are we in for a ride.
Yes. It's all down.
If Hillary Clinton gets in, our country is going to have hell to pay. Because she will be the Jezebel spirit that'll bring in the Antichrist. I'll end it with this.
She will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree? Disagree?
I agree.
100%. 100%.
I agree. 100%.
Okay. So we cannot let that happen.
I don't think we have anything to say about it, to tell you the truth. Voting is rigged. I mean, black box voting. Voting is an illusion. I don't have much faith in voting.
If I can just chip in there, every now and again, like I said, with the Brexit, they get caught out. There's a guy over here who's running the Labour Party who everybody in establishment and media hates, but he was a force of nature. And when a force of nature comes, like Adolf Hitler came, it's unstoppable. Now, Donald Trump, to an extent, is a force of nature. A lot of people have picked up on it. He's getting huge crowds at his rallies. So... there is a possibility that he could win. But, as I said, whether or not he is the real deal, we would have to remain to see.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, with Germany was a very cohesive country. It was one race. It was not mongrelized or bastardized like it is now and like America is. I mean, you have so many special interest groups here. It would be...
Oh, boy.
We do not have unity here on anything. So, anyway, we're in a deep trouble. deep trouble.
We are in deep trouble, and it's done by the globalists, and you know that, and your listening audience knows that. I'll end it with this last comment and listen off the air after which fourth. I live in liberal... I'm Jason from Boston. I live in liberal Massachusetts. Nobody is voting for Hillary Clinton. Nobody. This entire thing is completely fabricated because after I made my previous comment, you guys started talking about the voter manipulation, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It's worse than that. Nobody is voting. I don't know how many times I can say this over and over again to your listening audience. No one's voting. I'm in liberal Massachusetts. Nobody's voting for Clinton. It's all a lie. It's garbage. Everybody is voting for Trump or they're voting third party. Thank you very much, and I look forward to listening to the rest of your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Well, I remember when Ron Paul was running, and all the votes in New Hampshire were all the votes in his column were all of a sudden transferred to another column. So it doesn't, you know, the voters can vote, but will anybody tabulate them?
Stalin came out with a great line once. He said, it's not the people who vote decide, it's the people who count the votes.
Yes. How true. All right, let's take Jim in Kansas. Jim, welcome to the program.
During the Suez Crisis, I read on Wikipedia that Ike threatened to bomb the city of London if the Brits and the Israelis didn't back down. Can your guest confirm that?
Well, what I can confirm is Wikipedia, the largest information network on the internet, is controlled by Zionists, and if anybody out there doesn't believe me, you just go to YouTube and you put in the Jews control Wikipedia, and you will see them admitting it, and you will then understand why in the past history there's been a number of films or documentaries called The Greatest Story Never Told, and they'll list them. And there's only one there listed which hasn't got a link, and that's the Adolf Hitler one. And that's the reason why, because it's Zionist control. So I can't believe anything about World War II or other, you know, similar features at all from Wikipedia. Not what
sure.
I heard.
Sure.
Have you ever read anything in all your studies about Ike, about he actually stood up for or in other words, tried to back down to the Israelis?
Well, I heard that America influenced the fact that Britain backed down from the Suez. But whether or not that was Britain itself deciding that, because I was a great advocate of the Rothschilds controlling through the various agents, so I don't know the definites. But there was involvement of America telling Britain to back down, but it could well have been Britain decided to back down.
Well, there was an election year, and it was, I think, in the fall of the year. It was getting close to election time, so maybe that...
It could well be.
I heard they had the planes in the air.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you look at the U.S. Liberty is a prime example for deception and lies.
Right.
You know, so who knows?
Right, okay. Well, all right, I'll hang up unless somebody else asks a question. Thank you, bye.
Thanks, Jim. Well, I know that YouTube is run by the ADL, and YouTube formed an agreement, when was it, in 2008, that the ADL would supervise.
So why have they put my documentary back up? I cannot get my head around that.
I don't know.
You tell me.
Maybe so many people were yelling, it would have been suspicious if they hadn't.
Could well be.
Okay. Yeah. So let's take John in Texas. John, welcome to the program.
Hello. I understand how was the propaganda at the time that was being foisted against the Germans during the war? What percentage of the people actually bought into it at the time, or how much were they cynical about it?
You mean outside Europe or inside Europe?
I mean in the United States.
I would think everybody.
Sure, I would think everybody, because people...
That's all they heard.
Yeah, that's all they heard. And they'd been hearing it since 1933.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. And, why, What did anyone, and they were, how was it that Germany was being, here's another thing, you know what, I don't know how much, what this directly has to have on it, it may or may not, but do you know of October the 31st, 1938?
Not off my head, but go on.
You know, the night that panicked America, when Orson Welles went
on
War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
Was that a psyop?
Yeah. Some say it was. Yeah, some say it was. It was just, like a practice run. Yeah.
What, a practice run about what, though?
What were they trying to fear? Yeah. Fear? This thing about UFOs as well, you know, all that comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there was, I know about that. Well, there's that element, but were they trying to butter up people to the idea of invasion?
I'm sure they were, but that was an impossibility at the time because I don't think Germany had the capability of invading America. I mean, America was struggling to get their planes over to Japan, so it was an era where, you know, it wasn't like what it is today. You could leave a place in minutes, whereas over in them days, it was a struggle. Hitler always longed for a long distance bomber, so it could pay back to New York what these German people have been taking for 5-6 years.
Yeah, but I mean, why did anyone take seriously the idea that Germany had any capability to invade the North American mainland or even the South American mainland?
Well, for the same reason, people believe that 2,000 bodies a day can be put into two 1940 ovens for 24/7 throughout the entire 5-6 years. It's impossible. People believe it. It's the same reason.
Yes.
Because it's coming from a parent.
It's coming from a guy on a TV with a shirt and tie on.
Right. Authority figures.
Well, there's a great photo, Diana, right, when I've used it in the last episode, and it showed one of the Rothschilds got the finger in the chest of Prince Charles. And Prince Charles is being told, it's obvious, he's looking like a boy. Yeah? And somebody said to me the other day, that's rubbish, that's just one photograph. If it was a queen, I might understand it. I said, well, that's fine, that's okay. This is only the future King of England we're talking about.
Yes.
Well, a picture says 1,000 words.
Yeah. Could I ask you about an economic question?
Sure.
About, so you know William T. Still, who wrote No More National Debt?
Yes.
Have you ever had him on your program?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know what he had? Like, there are four planks to what he wants. He wants, first of all, to abolish the right of the federal government to borrow money. He wants currency issued with no backing of any commodity and issued debt-free. He wants abolition of the Federal Reserve and its replacement with a publicly run central monetary authority,
mm-hmm,
patterned along the Bank of North Dakota. And most of all, he wants, as Milton Friedman said, he wants to mandate full reserve banking.
Okay.
All right. What is exactly does he have any comment on this program?
Or this? I have no idea what his views are on Germany. I know that he made a very nice film about the history of money, and they used all kinds of things for trading. And
I know, but. I know, but what I would like to know is the biggest part of his plank is to abolish fractional reserve lending and mandate full reserve banking.
Okay, he's talking about getting rid of usury, and I think that's yes, of course, usury is an evil. It was talked about in the New Testament.
Who is your guest's name?
Dennis Wise.
Dennis Wise.
Sir, what is your view on the idea of mandating full reserve banking?
Well, funny enough, I do a 15-minute part on usury, and it explains exactly what usury, how it come about, who implemented it, and the damage it does. And that is in the documentary coming by the back door for people who may be interested. And in that particular episode, I use E. Michael Jones, part 16, who is a real expert on that type of thing. So if you go to part 16, I'm pretty sure it's called Cancer, the Cancer of the World Usually. I'm sure all your questions will be answered.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that's part 16. Yeah, Usury, the Cancer of the World. Yeah, and Bill still did do a nice job. And, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for your call. Okay, let's see.
That's the beauty of that documentary, Diane, see?
Yes.
just go straight to the part.
Yes, it's great. Okay, let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the big issues or concerns about the Nazis coming and invading America is they were actually working with aliens. And they were going to. Yeah. There was a lend-lease program, and they were going to. The aliens were going to lend their flying saucers to the Nazis.
Well, you know, the Germans were never called Nazis by themselves. They never called themselves Nazis. That's a name that the Allies gave to them. It's a derogative term.
Can I just say about this subject? I have spoken to people who genuinely believe what this guy was saying, that there was an alien influence at the time, not just with Germany, but with the Allies as well.
Right.
I've come to the conclusion, although I've never found any evidence, and neither did Bill Cooper, by the way, that the dealings that have been going on for all this time, you've got to be open-minded. Now, I wouldn't put my life on there not being any alien involvement, but I don't believe there was. But then again, I'd be a fool to bet my life.
I don't either.
Yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, I have spoken to people who genuinely believe this. They've explained a certain number of situations to me, especially about the Bell. But like I said, I've found no evidence myself. And in fact, the reason that I stopped making contact with this person was because it was beginning to affect the rational thinking, what I have to put into the documentary. So I don't discount anything, you know, but at the same time, you know, you've got to be rational.
Right. I mean, even Poland had better airplanes than Germany at the beginning in 1939. They were using them to run sorties over German territory.
That's right. Well, Germany were denied an air force and a navy anyway after World War One.
Exactly. So
anyone with an ounce of sense would have had to build up his arms when you've got Bolsheviks knocking on your door.
Exactly. My goodness.
Yeah. Crazy.
Okay.
I was actually stating that tongue-in-cheek. I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a bunch of Jewish...
Frank, we can hardly hear you.
Excuse me?
You faded out a bit.
Yeah, I was making that statement tongue-in-cheek. I don't buy into that.
Sure.
I think it's a red herring.
Yeah.
I'm sure you
so
are.
So do I. And so did Bill Cooper in the end.
Yeah.
But I am concerned, though. You stated that you were not going to do a show on this because you just couldn't handle the topic. But what are you talking about? What's going on with the animals? What's going on with animals in the United States and in Canada?
Well, in Germany,
they brought in laws in Germany to prevent animal cruelty, of which the religion of Judaism does practice. With the kosher laws, I mean, just cruel barbarity. I've got a video up on YouTube now showing how they actually kill these animals, slit the throats, let them die, watch them die, and actually someone's actually gone into an animal while he's still alive. And Hitler, who was an animal lover, hated anything like that. The National Socialists hated anything like that, and so brought out laws to prevent it, which again annoyed the Jews.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about the kosher kill laws.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
What I was talking about and what they are now allowing in Germany is brothels.
Bestiality brothels.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I can't even think about it.
That's legally going on in Germany now?
That is under Merkel's government. That just tells you what Merkel really is. She's not a German nationalist. She's a communist East German, and she's Jewish, and things like that is what Hitler got rid of from Berlin. All that was going on. Paedophilia was going on. It's all been kept under wraps. But this is what Hitler and Goebbels particular managed to do in Berlin before they came to power. And so when by the time the Germans came to power, most had fled because, well, they did what they did and they did what they had to do and rightly so.
I understand they recently passed laws in Canada for the same thing.
It doesn't surprise me. Paedophilia, especially. You know, I watched a program the other day, and for obvious reasons, like, you know, the subject was out of my head, but suddenly it showed a picture of a marriage and a guy waiting at the altar. And I was just going about doing what I was doing, but I had one eye on the television. And then when I saw a man walk around the corner, it hit me that hard, you know, that this is, we are now living in Babylon. When a man is walking down the aisle to marry another man, mm-hmm. It doesn't get much worse.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, Deanna, that they passed laws in Canada to make it bestiality legal?
From what I understand, yes.
Wow, okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks. All righty, let's take Ed in Florida.
We're talking about The Greatest Story Never Told, excellent documentary. I think one of the better writers out there is an author by the name of David Irving, Hitler's War. You really don't hear much about him. He's written probably a few dozen books over the last 40 years, and he tells the truth. I mean, he's gone through the German archives and what used to be East Germany, and he's done his research on the Second World War.
Sure.
But then he backed off. He said... He still says that there was a Holocaust.
I think the reason for that, I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but they're just bringing a film out at the moment with Deborah Lipstick, which was about the libel case that she won against David Irving.
Oh,
I couldn't believe David Irving actually took that case into a British court, which is run Talmudic anyway. He was always going to lose that case. And so when he lost it, I think, you know, whether... there were deals or whatever, but something went on, and David Irving was not the same person he was before that court case.
Exactly.
How long ago was that court case? Because I just read Hitler's War a few years back, and he seemed pretty...
Oh, it was a good book.
Yeah,
it was a good book.
And he explained how he couldn't get publishers for it, and how he was told, you know, you need to put at least 15 pages on the Holocaust. And he turned around and said, I can't find 15 lines on the Holocaust. And so he suffered himself. He had to create his own publishing company and go around the country and distribute books himself. Well, that court case was pivotal, because when he lost that, there was a change in the air. And Hollywood always was going to jump on something like this. It's a new angle. And it's going to be out in the cinema soon. And no doubt, Heat is the propaganda for the Holocaust.
I don't know of many other authors besides Deanna and I'd have to say Mr. Irving who really write the truth when it comes to the Second World War. You might get a few authors who might just subtly put in a few lines where the numbers may not have been 6 million, but they never denounce it for what it is, which is a fraud. I mean, there were no concentration camps. There may have been work camps. They have died of typhus and starvation due to the Allied bombings.
Right.
Well, there's a reason for that, though, and you have to understand, by them putting that guilt of the Holocaust on people in America, the white race in America and across Europe, it gives them leeway to actually do what they do, you know, to the Palestinians or whatever they want to do with wars in Iraq or whatever. You know, it gives them, people are always, in Europe they use the Holocaust, in America they use anti-Semitism, and that's made plain in the documentary. It stops all arguments dead and allows them to continue.
Sure.
Thank you very much, guys. I just wish they would really go on the topic of white genocide. I mean, that is something that
is
happening.
Part 12 in the documentary, White Democide, I call it.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. Okay. You too. Well, even if you look at World War II, that was the most genocidal.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. All right.
After the war as well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, especially after the war. After it was supposed to be over, then that's when the killing
was. That's when the killing machine went to Terry.
Yeah.
Sad.
All righty, let's take Ed in Florida. Ed?
This is Kent in West Virginia.
Kent. Kent, I'm sorry, we were talking to Ed.
I just have a quick comment. A caller, a few callers back, was talking about Bill Still, you know, in, as you say, he did in that very excellent documentary about the monetary system. But I've seen little, he has, does a little Still report or some sort of thing, and I've seen a few of those. And aside from the banking system, he is not on our side. I can't give you any context to it, but I've seen a few of them and says, wow, he doesn't think like us in any way, shape, or form, except on the banking system.
Sure. A lot of people just study one particular thing. They don't branch out. And so, we give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, he didn't study that part. He didn't study World War II or whatever. We don't know.
It's difficult to find somebody who you can actually believe totally, because not everybody believes myself totally, you know, but it's difficult because, like I said, the one shining light to me was Michael Collins Piper.
Yes.
Or is it Michael Piper Collins? I always get it mixed up.
Michael Collins Piper. And he took that name, his middle name, from this old soap opera.
Did you really?
He was
awesome.
He was a really good friend.
Awesome.
Well, Michael Collins was also the revolutionary leader in the Irish Revolution, but the Irish Rebellion. I don't know whether I heard him say that at one time. I don't know that
the
Dup took that name from Michael Collins. he was led the Irish Revolution over there.
As portrayed by Liam. Can't remember his second name.
Neeson?
All these names.
Liam Neeson.
That's the one.
So anyway, Bill Still, I mean, on the banking, you know, he's really good. But as far as anything else, I mean, I wouldn't give him, you know, he's not on our team.
That's fair enough.
Let's say that. So.
Okay, well, thank you, Kent. I always appreciate hearing from you.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All righty. Let's take Ezra in Idaho. Ezra?
Yes, hello?
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Dennis and Deanna, thanks for the show. Love your work. Just wanted to get your comments on, basically, Hitler, the main reason why he's been painted as the most evil man probably in history is just because he, took control of the money system, right, the monetary system, issued the interest-free currency from the government, and threw the Jewish money lenders out, segregated them in the camps, and that's the thing that these people do not want anybody to look at and to understand. Would you not agree with that?
Well, I think more than that.
Gentlemen, we're going to take take a break, and then we'll pick that up on the other side. So stay with us, Ezra. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And we have Ezra in Idaho, and you were talking about money, correct?
Yes. The reason, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on what I thought was the reason that Hitler's been painted by the Jew-controlled media and so forth through the decades, is that he did this simple thing to turn the German economy around after World War One and the horrible Versailles Treaty, which was to just take control of the money system, the monetary system, and issue debt-free money from the government rather than borrow it from one of these Jew-controlled central banks.
Yeah, I kicked the bankers out.
Yeah, right, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Well, I think he did more than that. I think not only did he do that, but what he did was he educated his population. And if you look at how they were firebombing every city and yet never ever revolted against that government, they knew that Hitler was telling the truth. You could only get that steel of reserve by telling the truth. And Hitler educated his audience, and the Jews hated him for it.
Right, sure. And he was a nationalist. I mean, he cared about his countrymen, right?
That's right.
Right. Now here's the other thing that, I was reading this other book, and they were talking about how, Adolf was into theosophy, Madame Blavatsky's, religion, or... you know, religious philosophy, and he was also a member of the Thule Society, which was based on theosophy.
Okay.
And that,
Ezra, you've been reading the Pink Nazis, right?
Turned into the, you know, the National Socialist Party in Germany.
No, that's not
listen,
true.
Listen, I can debunk that straight away. Number one, Aleister Crowley got wise and left Germany in 1932 because he knew what was coming. And all that OTT and Madame Blavatsky, that's all Lucy's Trust. Lucy's Trust have offices in the United Nations today. Lucy's Trust have offices in London today. It's the Allies who was pushing Blavatsky and everything else, because that's Luciferianism. Hitler was closing down Freemasonry. He was closing down. If the Lucy's Trust existed in Berlin under Hitler, that would have been the biggest laugh of the century. At the end of the day, you know, this occult thing, even the Thule Society, if what beginnings the Thule Society may have had in National Socialism under Hitler, it didn't last any length of time worth mentioning. It just went out of existence under Hitler. So it's a given. All that kind of material Hitler was against.
Definitely think Hitler was actually from what I can gather, was a very good man, because when you look at those speeches that he gave, and when they translated from German, he's always saying good things like, you know, we don't want to go to war, we don't want violence, we just want to be free and left alone and so forth. Even though he's got great passion because he cares about his countrymen and his country, but... Yeah. You know, people use some of these speeches where he's just with such passion, and they just say, look at him, he's a madman. But they never interpret or translate the German words and let people know what he's really saying.
If they knew what he was saying, they'd be right there with him. I mean, there's a great speech in the first documentary when he's joined back up with Austria, and the passion. The guy is nearly in tears. It's a lifelong passion. This has nothing to do with Rothschilds being funded by banks. This is an honest guy who was born in Austria but had German parents. And at the end of the day, he's brought it all home. You know, this is a force of nature. Nothing to do with any money in Rothschilds. And that's
right,
what you've
right.
said.
I definitely think the powers that shouldn't be don't want people to dig into this, in the story of Hitler in Germany and World War II, because if more people did, they would learn. It would be like pulling on a string on a cheap sweater, and the whole thing would unravel, the whole false reality that's been put forth.
Exactly.
What about Hitler's? Didn't he have a mentor, Dietrich Eckart, though?
I don't believe he
did.
He
you find, what did you find with the connection there with this Dietrich Eckart, who was supposedly an occult master?
Yeah, well, I haven't dwelled enough into it to actually say for sure. But the bits that I have seen, I don't think he was the influence everybody made him out to be. That's all I can say at this stage.
Right.
Right. Okay, thank you. Thanks for the show.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, this the Thule Society, it was just a group of people throughout Bavaria. It was composed of doctors, lawyers, judges, police officials, industrialists, professors, respectable aristocrats, and they were just... The Thule Society was not an occult society. It was a Germanic study group named for a mythical northern country from Greek legend. Now, on April 26, I believe it's in 1918, the communist government of Munich took seven members of the Thule Society into custody and executed them 4 days later without the benefit of a trial or anything else. So.
It's something that I will look into at some point, but like I said, all the signs that I were getting, it wasn't the influence people actually said it was on
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's amazing what stories get told.
They stick, you throw enough at a wall and some will stick.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, that was... we don't have anybody... No more callers.
Is that it?
Okay, if you'd like to call in, make a comment, or ask a question, The number is 800-313-9443. And if you want to ask a question by email, that is comment@spingola.email. So, okay.
I think the key to it all is the Lucy's Trust. I mean, you know, they actually work hand in hand with the United Nations, which is another cult, you know, building.
Oh, yes.
You know, there's a 15-minute part on that one as well, which opens a lot of people's eyes. Was the reason why we're getting Common Core and, you know, and kids are being taught pornography and given, you know, sex education. Sure. Using actual words, you know, what a 10-year-old should never be hearing, or a 5-year-old. So
exactly,
you know, it is what it is.
Yes, a lot of people compare Lincoln's greenbacks to what Hitler did, but Lincoln's greenbacks were not the same, and there was one stipulation when the congressman passed this law, and that is the congressman who actually represented the bank's interest permitted the issue of greenbacks only if individuals can convert the bills into bonds. And this convertibility feature would allow the bankers and their agents to enact legislation which would authorize the redemption of the bonds into specie. And the situation was, and there was an exception clause on each note, and it said, and I quote, good for all debts, both public and private, except duty on imports and interest on government debts, unquote. Now, this act actually devalued the greenbacks to about 30 cents on the dollar, and one of the factors that led to the passage of the National Banking Act, and then, of course, you also had the implementation of an income tax as early as the so-called Civil War. So
you've got to hand it to these people. They are clever. They are clever and deceptive. Well, that's the breeding. You
know. Very, 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 very clever. So, and what Hitler did was the actual resources of the country were the people. Those were the most important. And he also placed a great deal of emphasis on women.
Yeah,
he respected women and felt that mothers should be glorified. And, I mean, it was just amazing.
Yeah, it's the culture of a civilization. The family is the center stone of all of it. And the Jews work incessantly with feminism, with homosexuality, with pornography. All these elements of attack on the family are intended to break it up, which is exactly what they're doing. Making divorce easy, making abortion easy, and it might sound to some people it's all wonderful, but this is the first 5 minutes. Like I was talking earlier, you know, to get out of a divorce easy, especially if it's a bad divorce, must be a great feeling for some people. But the long term effect of having a quick divorce is a breakup of families.
Yes, and which is something that happened here with the in the 1960s.
Yes, exactly.
Where you had the women's movement, and so yeah.
Well, they funded communism as well with the Black Panthers.
Yes. You know,
it's amazing just what they use to break down families and governments.
Exactly.
Very clever. Very clever.
Okay, we have Nancy in California calling back in. Nancy.
Yes, I read a book, Yearning for the Living God by F.N.Z.O. Boucher, and after reading that book and hearing your guest today and listening to David Irving and just so much information, I do not believe Hitler was an evil man.
Oh, no, bless your heart. He wasn't.
I believe he was very maligned.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
He was coming up from...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All of Germany was maligned. Every German was maligned. And you have to think, why? What is it about Germans that
makes them target? Well, I know exactly. When you're over the target, you get more flack. I mean, they have gone right to the jugular of the evil that has permeated society.
Yes. And as Dennis mentioned, Hitler did instruct them. He instructed them. He was honest with them. And he had the, I mean, there was such a wonderful program where the farmer was helped. And I mentioned earlier the Dust Bowl here in this country. While America was suffering the Dust Bowl, people in Germany had help in learning how to farm, and they learned how to take back land that was no longer really fertile. They learned how to make it fertile. He got rid of the middleman. I mean, he was all for the common person.
He was a teacher. Yeah, you're quite right. He admitted that himself. You know, I have always been your teacher, always will be.
Oh, I think that's why he was such a threat to them, because he rallied the people and he educated them.
Indeed.
He had so much support.
Yeah, and even to the point when people were being burnt alive and soldiers the next day have to go around and shoot people who've been suffering this firebombing. Even then, they knew the truth. They knew.
And I think it would have spread to other countries. I think that they were afraid that this truth would get out, which is why they hate David Irving and why you can't speak about it, because they're afraid the truth will be spread and learned.
That is what we call hitting the nail on the head.
Yes.
Indeed.
Well, you guys have hit it right on the head, and thank you again so much. This is the second time I've called, but I didn't want to talk too long when it wasn't the right time to be calling.
Oh, that's okay.
So.
That's all right.
Welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, David Irving also spent time in jail.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Not only did he lose his house and a lot of his resources, he spent time in jail, so...
Can't criticize the guy too much. He has suffered under this stance of his. But, as I said, since the court case, he doesn't seem to be the same person, for whatever reason. But you've got to look at his earlier work and say it was totally groundbreaking.
Right, right. Yeah, I have his books. Yes. A sad thing. And somebody Skyped me and said that one of the things that... about Bill Steele is that he loves Israel. And I think that that is what the gentleman was talking about.
Well, that's always going to be a problem then, isn't it?
that
is a problem.
Yes, that's a definite problem.
You see, what people don't realize is Israel is the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds instigated all the dealings at the Balfour Treatment, Agreement, and everything that... I point out that the courthouse in Israel with the pyramid on top, with the eye, you know, that is to be the center of the world court and run from Jerusalem. All this all falls into play. They want to rebuild the Temple of Solomon. All goes back to Babylon. There's two distinct people in all of this. There's the right and there's the wrong coming out of Babylon. And they have been at war ever since. And the Babylonians at this point in time, as we see with all the laws on gay marriage and etc., you know, are in control. So we'll see what we'll see.
Sure. And even a cursory reading in the New Testament, I would think that people would kind of get it.
I would like to think so.
But I think that that perhaps people aren't doing enough reading.
No, well, to be honest, I've watched more videos than anything. I think YouTube is a godsend.
For me
personally, you know. And everything I need is up there. And then what I can see, I can then translate into a documentary. Because a lot of the things what people say... it's true, and if I use them sections to get the point over, job done. In fact, I think it was Dennis Fetch called me a genius the other day. I've been called many things, Dan. I've never been called a genius before.
Oh, I think you're a genius. I really do.
Oh, I don't know.
You have captured the truth and put it into a video, and
someone said. Yeah, that David Irving, the last David Irving, are great for the educated people, and my work is aimed, the simplicity of my work is aimed at the masses. So I can understand that in that regard, that the videos are easy to understand. Let's try and make them as at least complicated as possible so that the everyday person can understand them. And I'll accept that one.
Yes, well, it's a wonderful vehicle for people to watch the video. And then if they want to go further, they can do some reading.
We encourage
yes.
that.
Yes.
Because you don't need to put laws around the truth. You know that. You know,
yes.
You only need to put laws around lies for it to be sustained.
Yes.
Fact
indeed.
Of life.
Well, the other thing, too, is 75% of the people are visual. In other words, they learn better visually. And so I think that what you've done is you've taken this abundance of material and condensed it. I mean, it's amazing that it only takes 6.5 hours. You've condensed it so beautifully. I mean, it's just a wonderful production. And I'm just so grateful that you did this.
Thank you. I'll take that from listening to the two ladies all them years ago and thinking, wow, I'll take that as a great compliment. Thank you, Jan.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, we have Wes in Idaho. We also have a 3-minute commercial, a break. So we'll pick up Wes on the other side. So stay with us, Wes. And listeners, be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dennis Wise. His websites are thegreateststorynevertold.tv and communismbythebackdoor.tv, and we have Wes in Idaho, and then we have two more callers after him. So, Wes, quickly.
Yes, Deanna, I hold in my hand a book published in 1940. It is Dr. Frederick Stevia. What the World Rejected, Hitler's Peace Offers 1933 to 1940.
Wow.
Hello? You don't know that book?
No, I don't.
Really? Once again, Dr. Frederick C. Steviev, What the World Rejected, Hitler's Peace Offers, 1933-1940. I also have another book here. This one I got from the public library. They feature new books on a shelf when you walk in all the time. You're not going to find such a book as this other one I first pronounced there at the public library. No, this one is America's Bank, The Epic Struggle to Create the Federal Reserve by Roger Lowenstein. But it is just the world, too. The overall, the spell that is upon this world. I took the American Free Press newspaper and the Nationalist Times newspaper to my local public library and left copies there for free.
Wes, we have two more callers and we have 2 minutes.
400-pound woman was snitching them.
Wes?
See you later, Wes.
We have to move on because we have some more callers.
Okay, you bring in a Harlequin romance novel, that's okay. But
yes, that's true.
Anything like American Free Press, Nationalist Times.
Okay, thank you for calling. Thank you. Okay, Mark in Florida. Mark, quick.
You and Dennis, what a wonderful documentary you have opened up Pandora's box, and I am sure that there are already millions of people that have seen your video or parts of your video since it's some 6.5 hours long and are awakening. This is the job that we're put here for, and you have done a wonderful, wonderful job. I give you the highest accolades on that, on your wonderful documentary. I've watched it 3 times in the entirety of it, so bless you.
Thank you, and I'll take all accolades.
Mark is the person that created the document, Hitler's Peace Plans, that we talked about.
All right. Yeah.
You two should be together.
I think we're 22, I think he has, as far as I knew, over a certain period of time, but all turned down by the British.
Yeah, yes. It's. I'm hopefully going to be putting it up soon. It's a 95-page document and well footnoted, it's amazing that people just don't realize. We've been told, of course, indoctrinated, inculcated with the exact opposite, that he's the evilest man in history, and this is why the job that we have is so important, to open up and just try to tell the truth in the most documented way we can do.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Whoa, that
thank
went quick.
You so much. I know. Time passes fast when you're having fun. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Pleasure.
I so appreciate you and your work.
And
take
yours.
Care.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you next week.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2000.
2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
If the lonely night surrounds you,